You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Rick Chapsky and Matt Horner, and we have a Game 5 NBA Finals for odds boost for all of you today, as this could wrap up the NBA season on Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray to each have over 24.5 points, boosted to plus 150 at Caesars. I love the value in both of them to go over here, as Jokic did this in four of the last five games. Murray has done this in two of the four games in the series, so I like there's a lot of value in this boost. I love this boost.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, Jokic, he's over in four of the last five. He's averaging 30.6 per game in that span, so that one's kind of a gimme there. Murray, over in three of his last five games, he's averaging 23.6, so slightly under this, but you're getting plus 150, so the value is fantastic. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, what an interesting boost. We normally see these things where it's their points expected in the game and maybe a player a couple more. But this is a couple less.
Yeah.
And for Jokic, like almost 4 or 5 points less than what his expected points are today. So it's really interesting. And I was telling you guys before, Jamal Murray's minutes, 43, 45, 39, 44. He's not coming out of this game today unless it's a blowout late. And if it's a blowout, Murray will probably have this point total. So either way the game goes today, Murray should be able to get this. And you know Joker is who Joker is. So I like that one. It's a very interesting boost today and a tease for what my play is later on.
Ooh, can't wait for that. Yeah, you would think a boost like this would be each over 29.5 or something, but 24 and a half. This looks very promising. So I love this boost, plus 150 at Caesars. Get in on that and get up to $1,000 in bonus bets on your first wager at BetMGM by entering code Lucy1000 when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com. Get your free 3-day trial today. Check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at RickCZ1, at Matt_Horner_QL, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets today. I actually have four prop bets already in MLB going today. I know it's a smaller, weird slate today. It's all late. Yeah. I love it. I am so excited about these bets today. One of my bets, two home run props today.
You are the home run queen.
So I'm working on another streak here. So I've got two today. My first two home run day. My other one is Kyle Schwarber, but this one, my best bet for today, Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run, plus 300 at DraftKings. He has hit two home runs in his last three games, three home runs in his last seven games, six in his last 15. He has faced Rangers starter Dane Dunning in 20 at-bats so far this season, in his career, excuse me. And in those at-bats, he has four hits, including a double and a triple. And in Dane Dunning's last start on June 6th, he gave up three home runs in that game. The only three he's given up this season, so I think he'll give up another one tonight, and it will be to Shohei Ohtani, and he can hit a home run against him tonight.
Absolutely. Love that. Dane Dunning, one of my prime fade candidates going forward. There's like a 4.
I'm writing that down.
Expected ERA. Yeah. Dunning, awful.
Double D there.
Yeah. So I am actually going with a basketball bet today, which I rarely do because the MLB slate, like I said, is overall pretty garbo today. So I'm going with Caleb Martin over 15.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Martin was playing sick in games 1 and 2, like flu-like symptoms. So he hasn't really been like playing as himself at the beginning of this series. However, it looks like he's back to full health, like 30-plus minutes a game. He's one of the few people I see that Coach Spo actually trusts guarding Jamal Murray, and that can create his own shot. And he's going to be closing games. He's over this. at 11 of 13 games playing this many minutes without Tyler Hero. So I love Martin today to have a pretty good game.
There you go. And the guy who I think is going to have a good game is Nikola Jokic. Have you guys heard of this player?
Ever heard of
him? Yeah, never heard of him. So let me break this down. I've been taking in a lot of content over the weekend, and a lot of things I hear about today's game is that Jokic, the Joker, is going to be giving the ball out a lot. He only had 4 assists last game, and the previous game too, when he only had 4, he came right back with double-digit assists. So expect Jokic to have a lot of assists. So I go and I look, okay, what's his player prop for assists tonight? And it's 9.5. And at minus 135, minus 140. Which doesn't make sense, because if he gets 10 assists, guys, that's going to be a triple-double, because the points and the rebounds are almost an automatic with him. So then I look at, what's the triple-double number? Well, I can get that at plus 120. As I showed the receipts to Lucy, like I was Zion's mistress, I had the receipts.
Precisely.
Plus 120 on a triple-double. So if his assist number is going to be priced at 9.5 and you have to pay major juice, why not just go triple double and get plus money? And his PRA is like 50 at minus. So they're almost expecting him to get 30, 10, and 10 tonight as it is. And that number is minus as well. So you're playing juice. So I get a triple double. He only has to get 20 or 10, 10, and 10, right? So he could go way under that PRA number. And I still win. So plus money on a triple double for the Joker. And it's a Joker's weekend. Joker's wild as Djokovic wins the French Open. And Jokic wins an NBA title.
There I love that tying it all together, because Tom Brady was in attendance at that. So, you know, I was watching that for him in the crowd with Joker's wife. He was sitting next to her. I would argue, Rick, that bet is juicier than anything Mariah Mills tweeted about Zion Williamson. There's more juice in that than anything she tweeted about texts or Snapchats or anything like that. So I love that. Love that too, Matt. Your bet today and the odds boost plus 150 at Caesars. Get in on all of that and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.